today. High temperature in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, showers and storms again are a good bet just about any time, but especially in the afternoon and evening hours. A few of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. 85 tomorrow, near 80 on Sunday. Back to dry weather and nice on Monday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with instant notification for severe weather alerts and a whole lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Network. I'm Andrew James. A legislative committee is considering reworked lottery legislation as supporters anticipate a tight vote in the House. Representative Steve Klaus's plan would send 75% of proceeds to the general fund and 25% to the education budget. A House committee will vote on the bill next week. A bill authorizing medical marijuana for certain medical conditions passed in the Senate Thursday. The bill sponsor says research shows medical marijuana offers relief to patients with certain chronic medical conditions without the addiction to opioids. The bill now moves on to the House. And Alabama Teacher of the Year, Anna Beal, got a new car yesterday. Alpha Insurance and the State Board of Education presented her with a brand new 2019 Chevy Traverse to drive for 1 year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson at charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers, but there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday.
Rules on Friday are there ain't there. Guys, welcome into News and Views. It is Friday. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. There are rules around this joint Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we eschew rules. Whereas on Monday through Thursday, you might get chastised for being off topic. If you talk too slowly or bore me, I might broom you or discount your point.
Wait, we still do all that on Friday, but we just kind of let them go.
Well, we do it in our heads. Oh. Or I kill the mics and we do it off mic.
Right.
One of the others. But on Friday, you will not be chastised out loud. Should I have clarified?
Not by Baron.
Should I have clarified that?
Because look, if there's not any rules, I can come in and chastise them.
Well, yeah, but we don't. We don't. Friday's a safe space. This is like what you get at Columbia University.
Yeah, for all you snowflakes.
Smart enough to get into Columbia, not hard enough to make it through life. That's, you know.
Which, like, Columbia's in Harlem.
Yeah, you would think you would need to be a little tough.
Buck up.
It's not like NYU.
Right.
You know, kind of uptown. Harlem. Like where Bill Clinton's office is.
Yeah. Well, Harlem's nicer these days.
Well, gentrification. Of course, all of New York is nicer these days. When we were kids, Midtown was a, you know, place of prostitutes and drugs and graffiti.
I remember in like the mid-80s, my mom's people were from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to visit our relatives that lived in New Jersey. And so we all went in the city and we did city things. And then my dad was like, let's go to Brooklyn. And all the other adults were like, no! So on that trip, we went back, and then he was like, when we left, he was like, yeah, we're going to Brooklyn. And just like,
drove in the city. But it was hard back then. Brooklyn now is a bunch of hipsters.
Yeah, oh, Brooklyn's like as expensive as Manhattan and insane. Yeah. It's like people that, you know.
Back then I brew
kombucha spores, and I make sweaters for squirrels. Our budget's $9.8 million.
Yeah. Sweaters for squirrels. Brooklyn, it used to be little trashy kids playing stickball out in the street while drug deals and thugs and the mafia went on around them. Now it's...
Now that's all indoors.
Yeah, well, it's done on a higher schedule. I don't know. Hard to explain. We don't have any of those problems here.
Oh, no.
In
not
Montgomery,
at all.
Alabama.
No.
There are no drugs in Montgomery.
No mafia.
No mafia, no gangs.
No thugs.
No.
Nothing like that, Baron.
No. And Midtown Montgomery is similar to Midtown Manhattan.
It is.
Clean.
Minus the skyscrapers and the billions in Russian money.
I don't need skyscrapers, Dave.
I don't either.
I don't need skyscrapers. He's Dave Mallory.
Three L's in Mallory.
Oh, I got passes to the golf tournament up at Greystone if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Someone just offered.
Hey, now.
How about that? All right. Our number, 272-9228, Dave Mallory. Dave Mallory. DayBeMallory. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I do have a host of news, and there's a little market news going on because the biggest piece of news today is that the Chinese tariffs kicked in. Market largely shrugging.
We're not dead?
No, down about a half. You know, net neutrality already killed us all.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Net neutrality killed us, and then the election of Donald Trump killed the rest of us. But I guess Chinese tariffs are going to kill everybody again? I don't know how that works.
Well, I mean, reincarnation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. But I do have a host of news, but I do want to start with the Chinese deal because the headline here, foreigners are dumping Chinese stocks at record pace ahead of tariffs. Of course, this was overnight news. Having surged to over a 30% gain this year, far ahead of Europe and U.S. markets, Chinese stocks have dramatically weakened back to U.S. EU stocks in the last few weeks. Chinese initial weakness was likely triggered by local officials' comments on exuberance and actions to rein in some of the margin surge that always seems to occur when the Chinese investing population discover a trend. Bottom line, the American markets are largely shrugging off the threat of Chinese tariffs. The Chinese markets are down like 25% in 3 weeks.
Well,
which do you think the financial experts think will harm which country more?
Right.
Obviously, China. Now, our globalist corporatist whore media wants us to believe that we're going to come out bad in this. You know who they've co-opted in this?
Who's that?
You know who the globalists? The globalists always come in and, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not co-opt, but infiltrate.
Infiltrate?
The globalists always come in and infiltrate certain groups.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, if you want to be a gun-grabbing group, you would want to infiltrate the NRA.
Right.
Right? If you want to be a drug-promoting group, you would want to infiltrate maybe like the Southern Baptist or something, right? If you want to be pro-abortion, you might want to infiltrate Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe. And if you want to be...
Evangelicals, yeah.
If you want to be anti-tariff and pro-globalist corporatist whore, you want to infiltrate libertarians.
Oh.
Right? Conservative economic people. Libertarians. Disregarding the fact this country was founded on tariffs and existed on tariffs for, frankly, a century and a half, libertarians are now freaking out as if a few tariffs on a couple of Chinese goods are going to somehow destroy our way of life here in the United States. Keep in mind, since the institution of the tariffs by Trump and tearing up trade deals that were terrible, mm-hmm. tariffs against Europe, tariffs against China, the United States economy has exploded. Every other economy around the world has stalled, and the United States economy has exploded, and jobs have come mushrooming out of the crap heap that Obama left behind.
Hey, now.
The magic wand seemed to be tariffs. The magic wand seemed to be tariffs. And I think the goal of Trump overall is no trade restrictions at all. But in order to force people to comply, he has to institute very strict, extreme trade restrictions. And that's where this is headed. That's where this is headed. He wants China to play fair. The problem is the libertarians have been infiltrated, so they're not giving you the whole picture. These are pro-Chinese, pro-globalist corporatists, pro-Tom Donahue Chamber of Commerce economists parading around as libertarians writing these articles as if Chinese tariffs are somehow going to harm the United States. What they're leaving out is the fact that the Chinese aren't playing fair. They're manipulating their currency.
Mm-hmm.
They're trading with people they're not supposed to be trading with. They're getting free slave labor from North Korea and then from their own place. And so we can't compete in the United States with slave labor and manipulated currency. The tariffs help level the playing field while we can try to negotiate those other wrinkles out. They steal our technology. In the United States, if you develop technology or someone develops a technology, you can't compete in that business for a few years. They have a patent on it. You have to license that from them. Chinese just steal it.
Uh-huh.
The Chinese just steal it.
Uh-huh.
And so when you put on a tariff, what you're saying is, we're going to protect American businesses. We're going to keep stuff from being stolen. We're going to keep stuff from being manipulated out from under us. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. I truly believe the globalist whores and the Chinese have infiltrated conservative economic people here in the United States and giving them garbage stories that leave out 90% of the facts. I keep seeing my conservative and libertarian friends linking to these woe is me, doom is the only option here now that Trump is going down this path. But I'm telling you, the people who make money off this stuff, look, our stock market's taking a 5% bath. Theirs is taking a 30% bath. Who do you think is going to be hurt more by this? Why is our unemployment rate 3.6%? Why is our a 50-year low?
Uh-huh.
Why is our jobless claims at a 49-year low? Why is economic growth at a multi-year high?
Because Don T.
Donnie T. He understands this stuff. So, guys, sit back. Don't worry about this stuff. Let Donnie take care of it. He's got, I mean, between Donald Trump and Lighthizer, he's got straight killers in the room. He has killers in the room. These guys are going to take care of everything. It's going to be fine. It's going to be better. And America's going to make, or United States is going to be great again. I'm telling you, that's where this is headed. That's where this is headed. And you guys can all freak out all you want. But you've been infiltrated. Just know that. You're not getting the whole story. You're not getting the whole story. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, that's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline.
That's right.
272-9228 is. If you want to check us out, 272-9228. If you want to check out BathInnovations.com, go to BathInnovations.com. We'll be back. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. I won't be so heavy on a Friday, but maybe I will.
Colin, let's get weird.
No, I don't want to get too weird.
I want to get real weird.
He wants to get weird.
Super weird. I don't even have baseball tonight.
That's weird.
As weird as possible.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you. Your struggle to be free, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
No sleep till!
All right, guys. Since we talked about Brooklyn, we might as well play the anthem. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Dave.
I mean, you know.
They're always on vacation. Free practice 2 wrapping up from Spain. Got about 9 minutes left here if you're watching along
at home.
Are you
going to tell them about Chocolate Eclair and Butt-Ass Hamilton?
Boat-ass.
Right, butt-ass.
Shh. B-O-T-T, boat.
Uh-huh.
Boat-ass, A-S, uh-huh. B-O-T-T-A-S.
Uh-huh.
And then Hamilton, and then Leclerc 3, and then Vettel 4.
Charles Leclerc. Right, Chocolate Eclair.
Yeah.
I got good shorthand for them, okay?
You do.
Because nobody knows what they're talking, what you're talking about.
Right.
I'm just trying to help the listeners.
Oh, I got you.
So Chocolate Eclair and butt-ass.
Our number 272-9228.
I'm making Baron nervous. He's got his hand near the dump.
Right next to the dump button. Guess who is only the third president since FDR to be more popular 119 weeks in office than he was the day he was sworn into office?
Let me think.
Only other
is it
two.
Jimmy Carter?
It's not Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was not more popular.
Okay, wait. I can get it. Uh-huh. Grover Cleveland.
This is since FDR.
Oh, since FDR. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Since FDR.
And Grover Cleveland was, spanked me on 2 non-consecutive occasions.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wait. I got it. It's Donald Trump.
He's only the third. The only two others were both wartime presidents. George H.W. Bush and his pappy, George H.W. Bush and his son, George W. Bush. But they were both up about 20 points, and this was the first and second Gulf
Wars. Yeah, they were a little inflated.
Yeah. Don T. does not have the advantage. Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Clinton, and Obama were all down approximately 15 points.
Jeez.
During their 119th week. This
Jeez.
Gives you an idea. That's the normal course. You come in on a high, and then you burn up all your capital. And you end up falling. The media thought that was going to happen to Donald J. Trump. And, in fact, it did not.
They've been trying to make it happen to DJT.
Let's see here. Since Trump came down the elevator, it's the escalator. This is a wrong deal here. At Trump Tower in June 2015 to declare his Make America Great Again candidacy for the nation's highest office, the share of white voters without 4-year college degrees, the nation's largest demographic block, at 42%.
That's 42% of people?
Yeah, 42%. They are 59%. 59% Republican.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's almost like you have an added advantage in America if you actually like America. You notice that with the public?
Yeah.
Like, if you're high on America, if you're positive about the country, if you think that we are what we are, the greatest country ever to exist on the face of the earth, then people generally flock to your party.
Yeah.
I mean, just one of those things. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, being a patriot, it's a thing. It's a good thing.
31% of the population, the percentage of non-whites politically identifying or leaning for either party has remained unchanged since 2015. 66% Democrat, 21% Republican. The voting intensity of non-whites declined to 21% in 2016 and continued to stay as low as 24%. How about that? Donnie T. More popular now than he was when he was sworn in. 3 points more popular. He's up to 46 points in the Gallup poll. He was at 43 his first week in office.
Yeah, I mean, remember the economy was not nearly as good then as it is now.
Yeah, but usually people come in on a high,
but
the Russian fake news.
But have you noticed, Baron, that I don't think we're tired of winning yet?
I'm not tired of winning.
I'm certainly.
Are you tired of winning?
I will never tire of winning, as long as it's in the name of America.
I am so not tired of winning. Donald Trump, speaking of, says John Kerry should be prosecuted under the Logan Act. I hope they do it.
Get him.
I would love to see him indicted for a violation of the Logan Act. You know how many other people have been indicted for a violation of the Logan Act?
Zero.
I would love to see John Kerry be the first. Trump said Thursday former Secretary of State John Kerry should be prosecuted under the Logan Act for speaking with Iranian officials and criticizing Trump's policies in Iran.
Hey now.
Told reporters at the White House he would not rule out the possibility of military action in Iran amid escalating tensions before laying into Kerry for his involvement. Quote, what I'd like to see with Iran, I'd like to see them call me. John Kerry speaks to them a lot. John Kerry tells them not to call. That's a violation of the Logan Act, and frankly, he should be prosecuted on that. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
A spokesman for John Kerry told fake news CNN, everything President Trump said today is simply wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, it's wrong?
It's wrong.
But you know what? I don't believe that. I think it's absolutely
right. Correct.
Correct. I don't know. I just... The more I think about it, the more I realize everything Donald Trump says is the greatest thing ever. He's never said anything wrong.
Ever.
No, that's not true, though. He did bomb Syria. But that was at Mustache's urging.
Terrible mustache.
Terrible mustache. Why would you even have that?
Seriously. Well, frankly, does he have a hair lip or something?
I have no idea.
I mean, that would be, like, the best not to insult people with hair lips. That's not what I'm after. But
no, I understand
that. But a lot of people do grow a mustache to cover that up.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's what it is.
I don't think it is.
And they don't have the stigma that they had 50, 60 years ago either.
Right, and not only that, but, like... Why would you grow that mustache? Because that mustache is literally terrible.
There are great mustaches you can grow.
That's not one of them.
No, it's like he's trying to be Sam Elliott, but can't strut the right way.
It comes off more like David Crosby, like plus, you know, weird professor.
I got more drug news, but it's too early. I can't get into it this early. I just can't do it.
Ain't no rules on Friday. We can do whatever we want.
I know, but we did the whole 9 o'clock hour and the first half of the 10 o'clock hour on drugs yesterday. But I could do a whole show on drugs every day. That's how much drug news there is on a daily basis.
There's a lot of drug news.
China now vowing to retaliate.
Boring.
May snowstorm. Global warming update. May snowstorm breaks a 117-year-old record in Minnesota.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. More than 6 weeks into spring, Mother Nature dealt a wintry blow to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I have cousins in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah?
Let me tell you, I went to Minnesota one time in January.
Oh, yeah?
I do not recommend it.
Yeah. No?
The air was so dry.
No.
In my hotel room.
Yeah?
It looked like... You sound more Russian than Minnesota.
I don't know.
They're
like basically Russian Sweden.
It was like fireworks going off under my sheets, and not in a good way. Like when I would roll over, all the static would, and it would light up my room. That's how dry the air was. I had to get up and put on that crappy hotel lotion they leave you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That stuff that's overly scented in a little bitty bottle.
That's so much scent.
You put it on you just put a dab on and you smell like a bouquet of potpourri for months.
Of terrible flowers that nobody asked for.
You know, I don't like scents. Did I ever tell you that?
Well, I mean, we have that in common.
I can't stand scent. Yeah. Nothing in our house is scented.
Uh-uh.
Laundry. I use basically a naturally scented deodorant. Yeah. I don't like that weird perfume most deodorant. Yep. Speed stick and whatever all that crap is.
Yeah.
Mitchum.
Nope.
What's some of the mother?
Mitchum.
What are some of the ones men
use? What's some of them other deodorant?
What do they use? There's other ones. I don't buy them, so I don't know.
Old Spice?
Old Spice, yeah. I used to wear Old Spice.
Gillette?
That's the worst a man can get.
Yeah.
Didn't Gillette come out with that training commercial?
Probably.
I think they did.
I don't know.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Fast Eddie.
Hey, Fast Eddie. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Tell me what's going on in the State House. What are they passing and what are they not passing?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on. That's what your political show's for.
No, it's not. My political show's for whatever I like.
I get that.
They passed medical marijuana in the Senate yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. Nothing's passed both houses of any consequence.
Right.
You know, I've got all these stories of things passing. There was chaos yesterday over the abortion bill in the Senate. The Senate completely melted down. Things are stalling out once, but nothing's passing. No budgets have passed. Nothing. They're up there stroking their egos, among other things.
Hey now.
Well, I mean, what else is new on that?
Well, I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. There's nothing to talk about. I'll be happy to talk. What they want are positive headlines. What they want are highly rated. Very influential local talk radio people to wander around talking about, you know, they're out there trying to ban abortion in here. You know, what they're really trying to do is with the school board. And I'm not going to do that. You know, pass something and we'll talk about it. But there's nothing worth talking about. There's absolutely nothing going on in that state house worth talking about. Nothing.
I semi-agree with that school board thing.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's kind of controversial that they're doing this year.
And the only reason that I semi-agree with it is because they've already basically neutered it, and the way that they draw the districts is stupid.
Yeah.
And so
they're trying to transfer the school board from an elected school board to an appointed school board.
Which I don't necessarily agree with that either, but I think they should either give it power or, kind of like the lieutenant governor's office, either give it power or do away with it.
Yeah. Anything in particular you want to know about? Because it's dead city up there.
Yeah, there's nothing quite really, Baron is correct, there's nothing really going on.
It's just dud city.
I guess it's just back to deodorant. By Menon.
Menon, yeah.
Teen spirit, apparently.
I mean, I would love to comment on what's going on at the State House. I would love to. I would do a whole show about it if they would do one thing worth a damn.
One thing.
I mentioned yesterday that the Senate was melting down over the abortion thing as it was happening. I was getting live updates in real time from someone who works for a lobbying company and who was sitting up there watching it. So, I mentioned that. We talked about medical marijuana making its way through the process. We talked about the abortion bill briefly. But, I mean, come on. There's nothing happening up there. It's all lane cakes and brown crustaceans.
Lane cakes.
You remember that a couple of years
ago? Oh, I do.
Yeah. We were $500 million short of a budget, and they're up there naming lane cakes the state cake.
Well, lane cakes are good.
They're garbage.
I don't even know what a lane cake is, man.
It's a piece of garbage is what it is. I don't know what it is either. I remember people called in to try to tell me what it was at the time. Penny Iron Concrete Technology, not garbage. See how that works? Lane cake garbage, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, not garbage. 284-9292, that's how, where are the pens? Hold on, stop everything. Where are the pins? Why did they move? Someone hit the pins. All right.
Someone will be killed.
I can't do a spot without... Someone just was killed. Trust me. As soon as I said, where are the pins, somebody downstairs died. I can't do a spot without a pen in my hand because I have to cross it off my list. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. 284-9292. Get in touch with Tom Latham and his crew over there. Have them come out. Give you an estimate. Dream with you a little bit, you know. You might think your patio needs to end there. Well, he might have a better idea. They have decorative stamped concretes. And when you look at those decorative and stamped concretes, trust me, they're going to be better than you think. Look at some of the pictures on Facebook, some of the pictures on his website. You're really, really going to love Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. 284-9292, 284-9292. Check them out online, pennyearned.co. Find them on Facebook, those before and after pics. You're going to love them. Absolutely love him. Tom Latham, good man. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have King Adjustable Bases for $2.99, Queen Adjustable Bases with Massage from $6.99, many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 Queen Mattresses and $2.99 King Mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your weekend plans could be interrupted from time to time. Be flexible. Have a plan B. Today, high temperature in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Tonight's low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, showers and storms are a good bet. Just about any time, but really the afternoon and evening hours are the primary time. A few of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts. With mid-80s tomorrow, near 80 on Sunday, back to dry weather and nice on Monday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Advanced interactive radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Jam. All right, guys, 272-9228 if you want to get in 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in, incidentally, 272-9228. If you want to go to BathInnovations.com, go to them. They're on the Eastern Boulevard right there in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center, kind of across from the Home Depot right there. Bath Innovations of Alabama does a fantastic job. General contractors specializing in bathrooms. Do you understand how much value your bathroom adds to your house? Or how much value it detracts from your house? You're looking to sell a house in a couple of years? Having a product that's easy to clean, durable, and looks frigging amazing is going to go a long way towards adding value to your house. Having your dingy, nasty, broken-down fiberglass gunk is not. That's going to detract from your house. If it looks like it was installed in your house in 1985... that's probably not going to help you when it comes time to sell your house, time to update those things. You can go out and pay tens of thousands of dollars for quartz or granite or tile or all that stuff, and BathInnovations.com will gladly take your money and put all that in. They're general contractors. They can do that as good a job or better than anyone else doing that. But Bath Innovations also has the acrylic products. The acrylic products are amazing, particularly for you landlords, because all you have to do is wipe them down. They're nearly indestructible. They're lifetime products. And they take them all the way down to the studs, inspect everything, make sure they're clean, safe, secure, anchored well, and it's got a perfect fit. Nothing, no damage, no water damage behind it or anything. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723, 271-2723, or check them out on the Atlanta, on the East Boulevard in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center, bathinnovations.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I didn't get to my Minnesota story. We got sidetracked on deodorant.
Well, Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
But Minnesota sucks.
Yeah?
It's up there. It's cold.
It is cold.
They played a game in Denver the other day, a baseball game in the snow. That's how cold it is right now. Snow fell along a zone from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth got 10.6 inches of snow. One spot just southwest of Duluth got 12 inches of snow Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah? That's a foot?
This is May, people. May. Record-breaking snow. The last time they had more than 8 inches of snow in Duluth was 1902. The last time they get this much snow. Global warming. What a racket. Former analyst indicted. Boring. All right. All right, Fast Eddie, if you're still listening, we'll go to your boring Alabama Senate story.
Oh, sorry. I went to sleep.
Mike Kaysen wrote a piece on what happened in the Alabama Senate yesterday. I'm reading from it. Headline, chaos erupts as Alabama Senate strips rape exception from abortion ban, delays vote. You might think, in listening to everybody tell the tales on this, that Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth somehow broke a Senate rule and Clyde Chambliss and Will Ainsworth got together and cooked up some rule break. It's not true. It's not true. Now, you have to get to the last paragraph of Mike Kaysen's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24 paragraph story. You have to get to the last actual paragraph to find out he didn't break any rules, because everybody on WSFA, the globalist corporatist whore outlet here in Alabama, frankly, all the Raycom stations, if for whatever reason, think liberalism is what Alabamians crave, even though we vote Republican 3-2 every single election. Somehow Raycom missed that memo.
Yeah.
And pipes into the state of Alabama globalist corporatist liberal garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I switched to Alabama News Network.
But oh.
I can't watch SFA anymore. It's terrible.
I don't watch any of it.
It's terrible. It's absolutely horrific. But anyway, I wish it wasn't, because right. It's got a massive footprint and it's a huge audience.
Right.
It's like 70% of the news watching audience.
Uh-huh.
I wish it wasn't terrible, but it is. I try to give it a chance over and over, because there are good people that work there. I know some of them.
Yeah, I like them all.
And I try to give them a chance and give them another chance, right. And okay, I'll give you one more chance. Tired of giving them chances. Anyway, you would think in reviewing this story that Will Ainsworth somehow broke a rule. Here is what Del Marsh said about it. I believe the lieutenant governor followed procedure, Marsh said. I think that people maybe had their guard down a little bit, maybe didn't expect a voice vote, but he has every right to do that, and that's what he did, and that's what happened. Here's what happened. Clyde Chambliss has the bill, the abortion bill. It got a horrific, terrible amendment tacked onto it during committee. And Clyde Chambliss goes to the microphone, and he moves to table the amendment.
Right.
And that is not debatable. But three people have to register objections by raising their hands. So Will Ainsworth, the lieutenant governor, in the chair says, taking a voice vote. Anybody opposed? No? Boom. Gavels. Motion tabled. You got to be on your game up there. It's not all cocktail parties and shrimp festivals and everything else when you're a legislator. Sometimes you have to walk into the chamber and pay attention to exactly what the hell's going on around you. I know it's hard when you're peacocking for the audience up there and you're preening yourself. I encourage everybody in Alabama to go sit in the gallery one day. Go sit in the Senate gallery and in the House gallery. Senate gallery's a little more esteemed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll talk with a little fewer awes up there in the Senate on the seventh floor. They call it the seventh floor, like everybody knows what that means. You know, in Washington, D.C., the seventh floor has meaning because your building can't be taller than that. In Alabama, we can make buildings as tall as we want, but we still have pride in the seventh floor. That's where the real business is done. We got esteemed colleagues up there on the seventh floor. And they're taking motions. Making motions.
From Robert's Rules of Order.
They actually follow Mason's Rules of Order.
Oh.
Up there in the Senate.
Oh.
Mason's Rules of Order.
In the Senate.
In the Senate. So what they do up there in the Senate is they take motions. But they're now adjusting the ties, you see. They're in there looking up at the gallery, waving for the Boy Scout troop back from Florence, back home. They're up there flirting on the text messages with the girls that work on the committees. Spitting game. They're not ready for Clyde Chambliss's quick motion or Will Ainsworth's quick gabble. I never knew he had such a quick gavel. A very quick gavel. They're going to pass the bill anyway. Here's the deal. Whether this bill passes with an exception for rape and incest or not, it doesn't matter. It's declared immediately unconstitutional the day it passes. I mean, the day it passes, ACLU files a lawsuit, Myron Thompson sets it aside. That's what happens. It doesn't matter whether you put the exception in there for rape and incest or not. The only thing the rape and incest exception, well, two things. The rape and incest exception do, it's basically a ban on abortion. A complete, total ban on abortion.
You know what? You know, they should probably do what Georgia did in their law. And if you pay, so if you like, you know, if somebody wants to go out of state to get said procedure, then, and you give them the money, then you can be charged as an accessory to homicide.
Yeah. Amen.
That's bananas.
That's what I'm talking about up there on the seventh floor. Someone texted said they all talk like Foghorn Leghorn.
It's more esteemed than Foghorn Leghorn.
Well.
Boy, I say.
And they got to say, you can't call them a senator. They're senators.
That's right.
They're not legislators. They're legislators. I was in Alabama the first time I heard that O-R pronounced that way. Legislator, juror.
Juror.
You know how hard it is to be a lawyer in Alabama and have to hear other lawyers talk about jurors? Jurors. We sound ridiculous to the outside world. I just want you guys to know that. Everyone who moves here and hears somebody in Alabama say the word legislator or juror.
Juror.
Privately snickers and goes back home and makes fun of you. I promise you. But they're up there preening and peacocking and all this stuff. And, you know, they weren't paying attention. And a really fast gavel got past them. Do you know what I would do if I really cared about this bill? When it was being debated? I'd pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I would look at the microphone, see who's talking.
But Baron.
But Dave?
It's so much easier to just, you know, wig out when you don't get your way.
Yes. I don't know if you saw that video.
I showed it to you.
I know. I'm scared to play it, though, because I think there's cussing in the background.
Probably.
Someone's like, what the fuck was that? 49 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 7 minutes to the top of the hour. Your phone calls welcome, 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, BathInnovations.com. 7 minutes to the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Just got some devastating news during the break, but I don't want to go on the air with it. Jeez Louise. Every now and then something just kick you in the gut and take your complete breath away and just can't even describe it. David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. How are you?
You're absolutely correct. You know, that's like you're talking about the awes and stuff like that. The first time I ever heard that was when the Gulf War was going on and the esteemed U.S. Senator Sam Nunn from Georgia was talking about the Gulf Wawa.
The Gulf Wawa?
Wawa.
sir? I hope that you are holding Sam Nunn in the highest regard.
I like Sam Nunn.
Just making sure, because, I mean, I'll come find you.
But it was hilarious listening to him talk about the Wawa.
The Wawa. Didn't he vote against it?
I can't remember if he did or not.
For some reason, but he was like a...
Little before my time.
But it wasn't for the... I think he did, but it wasn't for like the... It wasn't because he was against it. It was because I think it was for the same reason that Robert Byrd claimed that he was against the O2 wars, because he didn't want to hand all the power to the president from the Senate.
Right.
It's like
exactly.
A principled stand from the gentleman from Georgia.
Georgia. Exactly.
I mean, you don't think about it because a lot of Alabama and the South is just like it is everywhere else. Right. I mean, you know, a lot of the things that people call Southern are really just rural.
Yeah.
You get the same thing in upstate New York.
Go 20 miles outside of any big city, and you're in Alabama.
Right. Yeah. But it's... I remember the first time it really hit me, we were living outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we went into a little country diner, and there are rural people, and they look like rural people, and they got their overalls, and they're, you know, like you would see in rural Alabama.
Camouflage hats. And...
But they had perfect diction.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting on them to be like, oh, let me get some more eggs over here. And now they were like, madam, may I have some more eggs, please?
And a side of that hominy. It's wonderful. With the maple syrup. Thank you, dear.
I mean, it just shocked me because I was... The only time I'd really dealt with really, truly rural people was in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like I tell people here, I say, you know, you realize, right, that the whole Southern accent thing is kind of cute at first, but it really gets annoying within a short amount of time. Because it's like, and, you know, I said, you realize that people, like, you don't see anchors in you know, New York, Chicago, L.A., talking with a Southern accent on, you know, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, or anything like that. You know, they talk like normal English.
Right.
So, and yep. I've known people who have, you know, moved up to places like New York from here,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, were trying to get into executive positions with companies.
Had to lose their accent?
Had to lose the accent.
Yeah. Yep. They either have to lose the accent or they don't get the job.
Yeah, for
exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Which is why I encourage people to try to encourage. I mean, your kid's naturally going to have some Southern accent. I think I've picked up some Southern accent living here. But there's a difference between having some Southern accent and not caring what you sound like.
Yeah. I mean, I remember going to see the same cousins in New Jersey, and they were like, "You are a redneck." And I was like, no. I can introduce you to rednecks.
Yeah,
well, you wear a hat and you drive a pickup truck, and I'm like, yeah, but I can introduce you to actual rednecks.
I'll show you rednecks.
Trust me, I am on the and it's funny because like in Georgia or Alabama, I get the "you're not from around here,"
right?
And then in New Jersey or New York, I get the "you're not from around here."
Yeah, you're a redneck.
And you're a redneck.
Hey, good call, David. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Yes, sir.
But I would like to say one thing to David and those from Chicago. As Louis Grizzard said, I don't care how you did it in Chicago, and Delta's ready when you are. I like David. He's a good caller.
Our number 2729228, Urbanite.
Hey, you picking fights today, my man.
Why?
Oh, hey, let's do it.
You talk about, and I have no problem criticizing the Southern accent because I tried like hell to get rid of mine. But, you know, we were the big poll. We had the Ain't Nairn.
Yeah.
I think your mom and I were the only two people was like, let's don't do that. Let's say the ain't any or no, there aren't any.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway.
You were both wrong.
Wrong.
I have a Mufti question.
Yes, Mufti's in.
Why did you pass on the story about the Asian spy?
Pass on the story about the Asian spy?
Yeah, you
Clement Ataturk?
You hinted at it at the opening of the show, and then you said, now, boring.
Let me go back and look at my
thing.
Not
the Chinese spy that was caught.
I didn't talk about a Chinese spy getting caught. Oh. No, I was talking about this NSA analyst that was caught. His name is Daniel Everett Hale of Nashville. Now, Daniel Everett Hale may be Asian, but I don't know.
Did you know it was an Asian girl that got caught?
I don't know anything about an Asian girl getting caught.
Okay, I'll fill you in at another time, man.
Like Russian Asian or Chinese Asian or what kind of Ukrainian Asian? What kind of Asian are we talking about?
Chinese Asian.
Israeli Asian?
Chinese Asian.
Okay.
Chinese Asian.
Yeah, I like how people use Asian to describe people that look totally differently. Everything from India to China to Russia to Israelis, they're all Asians.
Well, yeah, in England, they say South Asian.
Right.
And that means anybody from, like, Saudi Arabia all the way over to Bangladesh.
That's how they say Arab.
Right.
And East Asian if you're from India.
Right.
An American idiot if you're from the plains. All right, here's the question.
Yes, sir.
The lottery?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be able to sell the tickets? I know nobody's talked about that. Will it be contracts put out?
The Grand Mufti will answer. I appreciate your call. The tickets will be available where lottery tickets are sold. Probably at gas stations and grocery stores and the like. That's where every other state does it. I see no reason Alabama would do it any differently. Your calls are welcome. We will take those calls. There are four people on hold. If you guys sit through the break, I will dedicate the entire next segment to you. If not, we will continue to press ahead with intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, stimulating, rigorous calls. I did receive some devastating news earlier that we will make public a little later in the program. I've been told that enough people know it's probably considered public, but I want to double-check that before we go public with it. But just truly gut-wrenching stuff. But the calls will continue on the other side of the break.